The question, of course, is when exactly are we going to haul out a piece of material that can be said definitively to be from that Boeing 777? And in the meantime, the most important thing is to backtrack maybe as much as 500, 700, 800 miles of drift to the point of impact and start looking in earnest for the actual wreckage of the airplane.
For John Nance, he's the go-to guy when you want to know what's happening, and so that's his opinion on what's now happened with Flight 370. They announced today, the Prime Minister of Malaysia and the CEO of the airlines, that nobody survived, that the flight is down, but show me the wreckage, and they have not been able to do that yet at this point. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney. And this is America Tonight. As we crisscross over what the buzz is in your backyard, you can't ignore what's happened with this Malaysia airliner. Although there were only a handful of Americans on the flight, it's something about the mystery of the 777 disappearing. And, of course, how sad to see the images of the people, hysterical, and who can't relate to a mother wailing because her brother and granddaughter and daughter-in-law are just poof, gone in thin air. So have they found the needle in the haystack? No, they're still searching for it, but they have officially told the people, forget it. There's no hope. We're not discussing that part of it anymore. It's about searching for wreckage and recovery now. We're really in the recovery mode. The passengers are gone. So the families, the new thing here is, this is what I love about America Tonight, and you're getting this as it's happening, is that the families are not happy with being told the information but not told the specifics, with the Prime Minister announcing that the flight ended in a remote part of the Indian Ocean and the airlines informing by text message the relatives that the lives of all on board the plane had been lost. And the airline is working on an arrangement to fly the families to Australia once the wreckage is found. I mean, they feel that confident, by the way, that they're going to find the wreckage. So 300 relatives and friends of the passengers are on foot marching to the Malaysian embassy in Beijing to express their fury, their anger, their frustration with the Malaysian people, the authorities, after police prevented them from leaving their hotel in buses. Police have also had to cordon off the street in front of the embassy. Family and friends of the Chinese passengers have been staying at a hotel near the airport since the plane vanished 2 weeks ago. And they say it's an odd thing to see because it's unusual having people walking through the streets protesting, because you don't see that in Beijing. And then besides flying the families, the other thing that's being talked about is, well, listen, we're going to give them $5,000 and the visa fees are going to be waived for the families and the crew flying in. Of course, we're not going to do that. But here's the thing. Where are they getting that the plane is down? That's from space. They're getting it from a British satellite, from a British company, saying, here's the images. They compared the images, looked at the information. They analyzed it and decided, the Australians did, as did the Malaysians, that, yep, this flight is gone. The plane went down. We think this is where it went down. This is where it lost contact. We're expanding the search area for debris. But we had to have a day of recovery for the wreckage called off because of the high waves and the currents and the conditions. We couldn't possibly do it. So in blowing that off, they've lost yet another day. So they're going to have a deep sea robot search. You're going to have all kinds of people around looking in a very huge area, and sad to see those faces, hysterical, and can you blame them? You're in limbo, you just want good news, Maybe you're fooling yourself because you know it can't have a good outcome. And now it's about show me the proof that this plane is down. I think in the whole scenario here, the first thing that jumped out at me is sending the families a text message. I mean, really? A text message? They say the reason for doing that is because they figured the media's all over this. It's going to be out in 2 seconds, and then the information will be there, and they haven't gotten the information. So I would say that the text message is unacceptable. I'm sorry. If you have all these people surrounding the people, you can possibly knock on the hotel rooms, track them down. I don't know. I feel badly. I feel badly for the families. It wasn't handled well. Somehow there were things, there were details, and it just seemed botched to me, and they were slow to action at times. And I guess, you know, maybe when you're dealing with something like this, it's impossible. It's certainly impossible to have a neat little package. But there are just more questions, even still, than there are answers. Now, flying them, putting them up in a hotel, and then going to the wreckage, they must really feel pretty strongly that they're going to dig this up, that they're going to have pieces of the plane. But, boy, that is, it's just a confirmation. Even if it's what they were thinking, it's just a confirmation of their worst fears. All right, and speaking of confirmation of the worst fears, you know, in our own backyards, right here in the United States, it's just dizzying to look at the photos of this mudslide that slammed into Washington. And I know we have listeners in Washington State, and then this is rough just outside of Seattle in two small areas. They've got a list of 176 people that were reported missing after the landslide on Saturday. They think some of the names on the list are duplicates. We hope. They've confirmed 14 are dead, but they know at least dozens are still missing. They found 6 more bodies, but there's still a lot of missing people. And it's tough because it's tough to get to some of the areas where they have to go, to crawl over, to get to the potential survivors or people who were killed. They're hoping, same thing, that there's an air pocket and that some, maybe one or two people they'll be able to find, although that may be wishful thinking. It's pretty grim because of the uneven ground and the rising water and all the things that make it impossible. Things that they had hot spots for that they just don't have anymore. The debris field is pretty wide, and it's very disappointing, I'm sure, to the responders who just wanted to help the people. And it's still technically a rescue operation, but nobody's been found since Saturday. And every time, every day that goes by, there's more of a chance of not finding people, because time is the enemy here. Same thing as when we were talking about the plane. After 2 weeks, time is the enemy. And I'm telling you, this was a big wall of mud and debris. They think the slide was caused by ground that was unstable because of all the heavy rainfall. Hang with us. More to come on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Supreme Court case that unfolds Tuesday in Washington. More time has been allotted because so many people are going to be there. More amicus briefs were filed, whatnot, so it's like an hour and a half now, the oral arguments. We're talking about Hobby Lobby and the Conestoga Wood cases. Judy Waxman joins us. She's the VP for Health and Reproductive Rights for the National Women's Law Center. As I said, we've been talking about this for a long time here on America Tonight and across the country. This is a big challenge to the Affordable Health Care Act, and it's got all kinds of elements in it, including religious freedoms. What are you thinking right now, Judy Waxman, as this case gets ready to hear the oral arguments on Tuesday?
Well, first of all, there's going to be a big crowd outside the court. We understand that people are already camping out all night to be able to get in. And, you know, that doesn't happen that often. Also, it's going to snow in here in Washington. So it's quite an event. But what's happening inside the court is really serious and of great concern. What the case is that these for-profit secular corporations have said that they don't want to cover contraceptives in the health plan for their employees, which, of course, is required now to be in all health plans. And they say it's against the owner's religion to cover contraceptives for the employees. So, first of all, the corporation isn't the owner. The corporation is separate from the owner. And so the first question is, can a corporation have a religion? Can you say the corporation doesn't want to cover contraceptives because of their religious beliefs? That, believe it or not, is the first question. And, of course, if the court says, oh, yes, corporations can have a religion, then that could have very far-flung effects, way beyond even the plan for the employees cover contraceptives, could mean many things that maybe the corporation doesn't want to cover, like immunizations or psychiatric care. It could mean the employees have to abide to all kinds of rules that the corporation might think is appropriate. So it's really a very serious far and will have far lasting effects. And we're going to hear all about it tomorrow.
So you think it's a slippery slope, because I'll play devil's advocate for a second. What the other thing that you'll hear, and you know this because, as you said, it's going to be jammed outside of the courthouse, and you're going to have, as always, the pro and the con side of what the arguments entail. And the other flip side, the other argument of this is, well, what about the First Amendment? Doesn't that mean anything? Can the government force citizens that profess a certain faith to violate their, you know, their beliefs when they enter into business or into a marketplace? And what do you, and you kind of just said that there, but what would you counteract that with?
Well, what I would say is, first of all, the corporation isn't the owner. I mean, the owner incorporates to be able to be protected from liability, and it's a separate thing. And the individual, the owner, the owner's family, they can practice their religion however they like. I mean, nobody's telling them they have to use contraceptives or get immunizations or whatever it is. The problem is, though, that their religious freedom cannot impose their religion on other people. And that's the difference here. That's what they're trying to do. Nobody's saying that their religious freedom should be hurt in any way. But what they can't do is say, well, I'm the boss, and you, my employees, have to follow my religion. That's what this case is about.
Yeah, how do you feel about it? And what does your gut tell you? I mean, you've had lots of conversations, obviously, with people at the National Women's Law Center, some great people there, and other legal minds and folks all over D.C. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, tomorrow is going to be quite interesting, and in fact, the justices have extended the time. Usually arguments take an hour. This one's good. They're saying they need an hour and a half, so that tells you they have lots of questions. And I would say that a corporation has never been found to be an entity that can have a conscience. You know, all throughout the history of this country, we have protected individuals' religious freedom. But we've never had a court say that the corporation has a religion and that somehow has to be protected. So I am assuming the justices will not break with past precedent, and Hobby Lobby will fail.
All right, so we'll see, because you know how that is. Then they'll go and then write the brief, obviously, and we won't know that. It's just, as you and I both mentioned, it's just the argument portion of the case. Have you been flooded with phone calls at the NWLC with support to fight this fight?
Oh, yes. We have had calls from all over the country, and there's lots of social media happening. We, in fact, if your listeners are interested, have a website called This Is Personal. And what we are doing, and we've had a wonderful response, is we're asking people, of course, to come to the court if they can. But if they can't, they can sign up and have their name put on a big banner that's going to be there, so people can virtually be there by having their name on a banner at the court tomorrow.
Yeah. When this came up, did you just know this was one of the issues that you were jumping on, especially given your title, that the group, the NWLC, filed, in fact, an amicus brief supporting the contraceptive coverage benefit? Did you know right away when this became sort of the third rail? Because it did the second the Affordable Care Act was announced, and then people started to go through it more. I mean, this has been highlighted now for a couple of years, and then this challenge just came up. Did you have a feeling that, hey, this is one we're going to jump on legally?
Yeah, well, of course. First of all, I mean, the part that, you know, 99% of American women use contraceptives sometime in their lives, and the fact that now all health plans are required to cover all methods of birth control without any copay is really an astounding advance forward for women, we think. And we were so pleased that that became part of the law. And, of course, almost all businesses are abiding by that. Even many religiously affiliated organizations are abiding by it. So when a secular for-profit company says, well, I'm the owner and my company doesn't believe in this, it is something, of course, that we would say, well, we don't think that's right. And what we think you're doing is really punishing your employees. And the employees are of every faith. I mean, they're not necessarily don't have the same personal faith as the owners of this company. They're everything. And the customers are all faiths. So really, for this employer to say, well, I don't think this is right, I don't believe in it, therefore I am going to punish my employees, is really just not right.
Yeah. And we're speaking, so everybody knows, with Judy Waxman, and of course, she is the VP for Health and Reproductive Rights at the National Women's Law Center. The other issue that comes up since we've got you here is Roe v. Wade and what happens with the makeup of the judges. And is this always something that you're in tune to, and this is kind of a thought in your head that, boy, I hope we don't go in this direction? Because, as you know, a lot of people would, well, I shouldn't say a lot, it's, again, split, but there are many people who want to see that repealed.
Yeah, this case has really nothing to do with that, I want to say. I suppose it's possible some other case would come up to the Supreme Court at some point. But this case is really just about birth control. And, of course, we have in this country almost half of pregnancies are unplanned. Proper use of the kind of method of birth control that works for each woman is really what helps prevent unintended pregnancies. And obviously it helps create healthier moms, healthier babies, and avoids the need to even talk about abortion. So this case really is about what 99% of women use in this country. I think we've made a big leap forward. So now that women can get health insurance, everybody's health insurance will cover the kind of birth control that you particularly need without any copay. And what we hope is that that goes a long way to prevent unintended pregnancies and help women lead healthier lives.
Judy, thanks so much. We'll be waiting to see what happens with the court and those big oral arguments. Thanks for coming on ATN.
Happy to do it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The day is here. The oral arguments at the Supreme Court, Sebelius versus Hobby Lobby stores. And right now in our virtual green room, Maureen Ferguson from the Catholic Association to talk about it and what it means. So, Maureen, thanks for coming on. We appreciate your time.
Sure. It's a big day tomorrow up at the Supreme Court. This is one of the biggest cases of the year. And the justices have even allotted extra time for the oral arguments tomorrow, you know, as an indication of what a significant case this is. We probably won't hear the decision until June, so we're going to have to wait in suspense a little bit. But it's a big day at the court tomorrow.
From your point of view, is this about religious liberty? Because you know the other side is saying it's not about that.
Well, this case has always been about religious liberty. And just quick review for your listeners, the government, as part of Obamacare, is saying that all employers have to, in this case, we're talking about the abortion drugs. These companies already cover contraceptives, but they object to the coverage of abortion drugs. So the government is saying you have to, these two companies, Conestoga Wood and Hobby Lobby, you have to give away for free to your employees as part of your health care plan abortion-inducing drugs. The companies are saying, hey, that violates our faith. Hobby Lobby is owned by Evangelical Christian Family, Conestoga Wood by Mennonite Christians. And neither of them want to pay for drugs that can end a human life because, of course, that would violate their religious faith. The government is saying, well, you have to or we're going to fine you. And in Hobby Lobby's case, the fines would be $1.3 million a day, because the fine in Obamacare for not doing this is $100 per employee per day. So Hobby Lobby is a huge company. They have 500 stores around the country. In the case of Conestoga Wood, it would be $35 million a year. So ironically, it would be cheaper for these companies to drop health care coverage for their employees altogether, because the fine for that is smaller. It shows you where the Obama administration's priorities are. But it's just, it's an unbelievable case on the one hand. You know, the rollout of Obamacare has been so disastrous. They've given exemptions left and right to all their political friends. They've delayed one deadline after another. They've granted waivers, I mean, for nearly every aspect of the Affordable Care Act. Yet when it comes to people of faith who run a business, or nuns that care for the poor, in the case of Little Sisters of the Poor, the Obama administration has fought them all the way to the Supreme Court. It's just, I mean, this is an unprecedented violation of religious liberty, and it's deeply un-American.
Do you feel like there's more support for Hobby Lobby, because there's 84 amicus briefs that were filed, for example, and I'm sure you know this, by almost a 3-to-1 margin, the briefs favored Hobby Lobby. So that certainly shows the support, I would think anyway, for the Green family and Hobby Lobby. And the issue of religious freedom is definitely on the minds of a lot of people, don't you think?
Absolutely. That was a very, very strong show of support. And, Hobby Lobby is a well-known company, the Green family. They run this company according to their Christian principles. They're closed on Sundays, so families, employees can go to church and have family time. So I think that's one reason why the Hobby Lobby case has garnered so much attention. But, the Obama administration has been using these words, freedom of worship. Now, our Constitution doesn't talk about freedom of worship. It talks about the free exercise of religion. So these may seem like little semantic differences to your listeners, but as Mark Twain said, it's kind of like the difference between a lightning bug and lightning. It's a huge difference. So this term, freedom of worship, is a narrowing of our religious freedom. The Obama administration is essentially arguing that these families can practice their faith on Sundays within the four walls of their church, but they have no right to let their faith inform their practices during the week, Monday to Friday, at the workplace. So they're saying, if you're going to choose to earn a living for your family, you have to leave your faith at the door.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, what's interesting is, and you know this, and what you're setting it up, is what's going to be discussed here, and you know this as well, playing devil's advocate on the other side of this, what the argument will be is that Hobby Lobby's a corporation, secular for-profit business, and it's the corporate entity to which the mandate applies, and to obtain a religious exemption from the mandate, Hobby Lobby's owners would have to make the corporation with their meld it with their personal religious views, and that would require altering basically the distinction between shareholder and corporation, and then that would disrupt all of that. So when you hear the arguments, what do you say back to that it's about the corporation?
Right. Well, this argument from the other side might sound like it has some merit. They say, well, corporations don't have a conscience. Corporations can't practice religion. But first of all, we're not talking about huge publicly held corporations. We're talking about closely held family businesses. And these families clearly are motivated by their religion and their faith. But even in the case of these large publicly held corporations, how about Whole Foods or Apple? They openly talk about their values agenda. You know, Whole Foods is always, engaging in meritorious food drives for the poor internationally. So even these large corporations have a quote unquote conscience in that sense, and nobody questions that. But how about, say, the New York Times? Now, the New York Times certainly has free speech rights. The New York Times, as a corporation, certainly has free speech rights. So if they have free speech rights under the First Amendment, then surely a family business has religious freedom. And, I'm certain that our founders did not think that people would have to leave their faith at the door just because they want to earn a living.
Yeah. The, you know, the, again, the same thing along the other side. It's just funny you bring up the New York Times. They had a big piece on it talking about, the arguments on Tuesday, just saying, look, this is religious freedom versus women's rights. And it's, momentous, obviously, and you and I both know that, as you mentioned at the top. And it touches on the consequences of what could happen here in the court's ruling. What do you think with the, as far as the justices go, because we've seen what's happened with Justice Roberts before, what does your gut tell you will happen in June after the oral arguments, as you mentioned, extended an extra half hour, so it's like an hour and a half? Do you think the court goes the way of Hobby Lobby, based on some of the things that we've mentioned here, or do you think that this is going to be a tough uphill battle?
Well, the honest answer is I have no idea, because anyone who thinks they can predict what the Supreme Court will do is sadly mistaken. Mm-hmm. I mean, in my gut, I think that the court will side with religious freedom. When you look at the history of religious freedom in our country was founded upon religious freedom. When you look at the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which will be at issue, this bill passed Congress almost unanimously. It was signed by a Democratic president, Bill Clinton, and it says that the government must have a compelling state interest in if it's going to override religious freedom. And it says that it must do so in the least restrictive means. Now, I don't know how you can argue that making a religious family give away free abortion drugs to their employee, how could that be the least restrictive means, even if you argue that it is a compelling state interest for the government to give away contraception when it's already widely and cheaply available, when they've already exempted, you know, millions of people from this mandate anyway. But, you know, there are so many other ways that the government could achieve this goal of free contraception. They could issue vouchers. They already have multiple government programs through Title X and community health centers, Medicaid, where people can get free contraception. So the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, I am hopeful when you look at the history of religious freedom in our country, it really challenges common sense to say that the government has both a compelling state interest and is achieving their goal in the least restrictive means, which is the test for the Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
Yeah. One last thing. At the Catholic Association, did you get a lot of calls and letters and emails and that kind of thing of support?
Sure. I think our online community, we have a very strong Facebook community. I encourage your listeners to check us out at thecatholicassociation.org, but there's been a lot of activity on social media for sure. And just one thing I want to point out before we go is that you're going to keep reading, your listeners are going to keep hearing about the contraceptive mandate. Again, in this case, contraception is not an issue. These companies already cover contraception. What's at issue are drugs that can induce an early abortion, drugs and devices like the IUD that can induce an early abortion, because once conception has taken place, you can't, with common sense, you can't legitimately call it a contraceptive once conception has already taken place. And the other side is trying very hard to confuse this issue. But as any, you know, as science and any embryology textbook will tell you, a new human life begins at fertilization. And these drugs and devices can end the life of that developing human embryo. So that is what it is the issue in this case. So don't be fooled by the media coverage calling this a contraceptive mandate.
It's going to be interesting, certainly at the court, no doubt about that. If you want to chime in on this, 855-266-5283. Maureen Ferguson, thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Good to be with you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Come here, baby, let the fire get higher.
Again, we're coming up at the edge of the line here on America Tonight, coming to a close of another hour. Interesting, tomorrow the Supreme Court hearing the oral arguments. Which way does the court go? And then, of course, we won't know probably till June. That seems most likely when the decision would be handed down. Dan is listening to us in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, baby. Okay, I'll make this short, but don't interrupt me until I'm through with my little rant. One, I'd like to offer prayers for the people that have been lost up there in Washington. Two, Obama's little routine with this Obamacare is unconstitutional because of the fact that he does not follow through with the law that he put forth and passed to Congress. And he cannot legally do the things he's been doing in giving exemptions to some and delays to others and the whole nine yards. That is not enforcing a law. Three, I don't believe that bull hockey about them finding that plane out there, the remains of that plane and all that other stuff that they run down. I still say that plane is either in Pakistan headed for Iran or in Iran proper, and we're going to get that plane back. And I believe that the Kuala Lumpur government and the other Muslim countries involved are all in cahoots together, and I think that our Chinese friends also believe that. Okay, that's about all from me.
Wow, Dan. So you don't think, you don't believe in what the British satellite photos are showing? Why would the Brits be in cahoots?
Look, that could be anything. They have shown nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing that was conclusive. We've seen this, we've seen that, we've seen this, we've seen that, but they have nothing that can confirm.
So the reason is to get people off their back and get the people out of the Malaysian offices?
Get it off the news. That's it. Get the pressure off them. That's the whole thing. The people are dead. Yeah, you and I both know how that happened. But that plane isn't any place except in Iran. It's being used. They're going to bring it back. And that plane can fly at 5,000 feet, have enough gas with what they had. They even have extra gas for circling in case they have a situation happen. And it's always on the plane at the time. So I don't believe that the timeline on the gas would expire. It would make it all the way to Iran. Flying at low level, it can get through and it can skirt the mountains and get in there. And we will get that plane back and it'll be loaded. They have going to have to prove that they have got the tail section or something from the plane itself that shows that it was that plane, or it's not true. They're just trying to dodge.
You know what? I agree with you that they've got to show the plane. They have to come up with the plane, I mean, for the sake of the people anyway, and obviously to end all the nonsense. If it was someone if it was my brother, my family, you're darn right.
Yeah.
I want that plane.
Okay,
yeah.
One last thing. Obama's routine of trying to put forth all this abortion crap, all that is licensing Murder Incorporated. That's the way I feel about it. We've killed approximately 40 million children since Roe v. Wade was passed, and they're no longer here. That was our people, and we're still killing them. Now, you can either have a tubalectomy or you can have a vasectomy for the male. You do not have to use all these drugs, and you don't have to use the patch. If you really want to have sex all the time without worrying about it, those are the two ways to go. And the third way is abstain. If you can't afford to raise a family and you don't want to get pregnant, keep your legs crossed, for God's sake.
Dan, it's funny that I actually agree with that, that there are ways to prevent that. I mean, of course, you talk about teenage hormones and you can't bury your head in the sand, but there are ways to prevent pregnancies. But some of that is simply by birth control pill. And listen, I think that the last guest said it right, if you were paying attention to what Maureen Ferguson was saying, that already all of that is readily available. There's nothing that's being paid for that's not even part of this equation if you look at what the argument is about. So if that's being paid for, then where is the argument in that part of it? There is some confusion, I think, with what's happening in the arguments before the Supreme Court. Bottom line is, it is sticky. It's sticky for the justices in the sense that what happens with John Roberts this time around? Remember, last time around, he jumped ship and he didn't go the way that ideologically conservative, he didn't do that. So will he do that this time around? I don't think so. I don't think he'll do that. But I think there is concern as to what, in reading the tea leaves, as to what could possibly happen as a result of this. So weighing the whole corporation thing could be part of what is written in this final decision. It depends on what happens in these arguments. The arguments are I'm going to be curious about the arguments. We're going to talk a lot about the arguments because you start to see what the questions are. Why did they ask for the extra half hour? Because they want to know more. I think that is a big sign that they're going to make sure, and whichever direction it goes, because it's a letter of the law, that's what they're going to dig around in. I could be wrong, but you wait and see what kind of questions come out of those oral arguments. I think that's going to probably lead us in the direction of what possibly could happen with the decision, but we know we won't get that decision, like I said, until June. And this is going to dominate. A lot of people suddenly, because there's so many other things going on, have just pushed this aside for a second. But this isn't anything to push aside because of what it can mean ultimately with the way that decision is written, and that is what it's about. It's what they decide, the questions that are asked with all those amicus briefs, and that I understand already the steps are jammed. There's going to be so many people smothering this and on top of this, and it's just for the day. Then it goes away until the decision, and there's a lot of analysis as to why they asked this and what could this possibly mean. But it doesn't always mean you have a clear picture of the way this will go in June. And Hobby Lobby, you know, the family that owns Hobby Lobby, they are pushing this full force and got a lot of people to support them. And it'll have a financial impact on them for sure, but probably much more than that. And this is big on the radar when it comes to America tonight. We will definitely be talking about that one for sure tomorrow. So we have just a few couple of moments left here in this hour of ATM. A big story I didn't want to miss, and one that I've talked about already, is this end to the NSA's bulk data collection nonsense. And it is a bunch of nonsense, because now we're supposed to feel like, look, the NSA, we want to embrace you, we want to love you, we want you to feel like your family. So we don't want the cold shoulder anymore. However this comes down, we want to have your trust, America. So to have your trust, listen, we're going to change up some of what we're doing. You just got to believe us. You just got to hang in there. And I promise that this will get better. That's what the Intelligence Committee, they've come up with a bipartisan bill that could become part of the law, or they could reconcile it with Obama's version of this. But the same thing comes back to us. Now they want to embrace us and tell us they don't want to collect all our information, and they want to give it to the phone companies, and then they would subpoena it, and all this other crazy cockamamie. If we do A, then we do B, then we do C. How about no more bulk collection? And if there is something going on and you have solid leads to terroristic threats, then get a subpoena and go after it. How about that instead of the Mickey Mouse Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court? That would be the way to roll. If you want us to embrace the NSA, you got to really rip this one apart.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.